Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, listen to Him." Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as it goes well with your soul. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore be imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness nor foolish talk nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And He said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord dwells in safety. The high God surrounds him all day long, and dwells between his shoulders. And the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. Beloved, although I was very eager to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. And he said, O man greatly loved, fear not, peace be with you, be strong and of good courage. And as he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Did not Solomon king of Israel sin on account of such women? Among the many nations there was no king like him, and he was beloved by his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, foreign women made even him to sin. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. What right has my Beloved in my house, when she has done many vile deeds? Can even sacrificial flesh avert your doom? Can you then exult? I am my Beloved's and my Beloved is mine, he grazes among the lilies. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer me. As indeed he says in Hosea, those who were not my people I will call my people, and her who was not beloved I will call beloved. Then the owner of the vineyard said, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son, perhaps they will respect him. My beloved is mine, and I am his, he grazes among the lilies. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon our beloved fellow worker. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of your pleas for mercy a word went out, and I have come to tell it to you, for you are greatly loved. Therefore consider the word and understand the vision. I have forsaken my house, I have abandoned my heritage, I have given the beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is so also are we in this world. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord will tell you everything. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena, and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Fear not, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God, I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms in the vineyards of En-Gedi. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. That your beloved ones may be delivered, give salvation by your right hand and answer us. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things, things that belong to salvation. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Therefore be imitators of God, as beloved children. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. I slept, but my heart was awake. A sound. My beloved is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. Behold, You are beautiful, my beloved, truly delightful. Our couch is green. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul. And they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from heaven and consumed them. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? As regards the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Where has your beloved gone, O most beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you? Then on the day when he assigns his possessions as an inheritance to his sons, he may not treat the son of the loved as the firstborn in preference to the son of the unloved, who is the firstborn. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers, rather they must serve all the better since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. Teach and urge these things. Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother and faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my son, my chosen one, listen to him. What is your beloved more than another beloved, O most beautiful among women? What is your beloved more than another beloved, that you thus adjure us? On my bed by night I sought him whom my soul loves, I sought him, but found him not. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares, I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. The watchmen found me as they went about in the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him, and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. No longer as a bondservant but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Luke the beloved physician greets you, as does Demas. And with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. His mouth is most sweet, and he is altogether desirable. This is my beloved and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. My beloved put his hand to the latch, and my heart was thrilled within me. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Beloved, do not imitate evil but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God, whoever does evil has not seen God. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.